Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show on Smile 90.4 FM.
10,000 jobs for Cape Town for Christmas with Smile FM and our various partners. And one of the biggest partners is a gentleman I've had the pleasure of working and going on trips with to go and see the work that he does. Because the work isn't on a ground level, it's here in Cape Town, but on a global level, it's securing the opportunities that Cape Town has and we've had in the past and are going to have in the future. Mayoral Committee member, Alderman James Foss is with us this morning. James, it's so lekker to see you because every time I see you, it's around an event where it's bringing possibility, hope, love, job, employment, tourism to Cape Town, and you're there. It's a 24/7, 365 job. So, good morning, first of all.
Good morning, Ryan. Good morning, Success. Good morning, Ricky, and good morning to all the Smile listeners out there.
A huge thank you. Again, outside of the 10,000 jobs for Cape Town, like I said, every time I see you, it's an event bringing something special to Cape Town or doing something special for the city. So it's a job that you do every single day of the week, 24/7, 365, you and your incredible team.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm really proud and full of smiles to see that we are taking a big step forward today.
Yeah.
Making Cape Town the easiest place to do business in Africa and beyond, and connecting job seekers with available employment opportunities and giving companies the confidence that Cape Town is in their corner.
Yes.
And so this is really a fantastic initiative, 10,000 jobs by Christmas. Yeah. And when I come back next week, Ryan, Ricky,
yes,
Success, we're going to make some exciting announcements.
Ooh.
We're going to work around the clock to get to this number. Mm. But, you know, it's also about giving Cape Townians dignity.
Absolutely.
So behind all of these numbers are real people for whom these jobs give dignity.
Yeah.
And that's why we came up with a Jobs Connect program.
Yes.
To connect job seekers with available employment opportunities, internships, learnerships, but also to give Cape Town-based companies and businesses the suitable talent they need to grow their businesses.
Mm.
And so from my daily engagements with business owners, factory workers, job seekers, I hear about their struggles to, one, build their CVs, and secondly, to get that appropriate talent into those workplaces.
Yes.
So it's making Cape Town job ready.
Absolutely. We thought when we saw the number of 10,000, we think of companies that have, you kind of think, where do we begin? 10,000 is a big number. And again, without those crucial partnerships, you mentioned Jobs Connect. We've got KPPO, they'll be coming a bit later on. They're these huge organizations that some of them we've never heard of before. There's somebody on the way to work now going, or sitting at home waiting for a job going, or thinking about a job possibly going, who are these organizations and what do they do? And so using this mouthpiece that we have, we can now let Cape Town know what to do, how to go about doing it, and more importantly, to the point of your connecting jobs, is connecting Cape Townians with a sense and restoring that sense of dignity to bring hope and to bring, more importantly, food to the table. And in the case of many households, they've had Christmases with nothing.
Yeah.
All there's been is a Christmas of excuses or a Christmas of sorries to their kids, and we are changing those sorries to, guess what, we're going to sit down and have the most awesome meal. There's going to be presents for kids this year. To your point, that dignity again.
Yes.
So again, those crucial partnerships. Alderman Foss, it's you and your team again. It's wonderful to have you on board. Realistically, 10,000. When you heard that number, did you think it's a number that was a bit outrageous?
Well, if I look at the latest jobs report, I see that we are doing fairly well.
Yeah.
Over the last year, we've created more than 263,000 new jobs in Cape Town.
Well done, Cape Town.
And you know what really motivates me, Ryan, and the team, is that there are more than 1.7 million Cape Townians who get up to go to work every single day in this city.
Yeah.
And it shows you that we've got so much more to do.
Yes.
And you've mentioned some of the partners. Now, I'm very mindful that this is an ambitious, bold initiative, but it's doable.
Yes.
Yeah.
Creating one job in every household in Cape Town is
Absolutely.
The mission, and we will do it.
Yeah.
We work very closely with business partners in our key sectors, from call centers to tourism, to boat building, to clothing and textile, technology, financial services. Mm. So there are about 10 key sectors out there that are performing really well.
Mm.
And so we'll be working very closely with our special purpose vehicles in those sectors to get to that 10,000 jobs. But for the listeners out there, we have now 1,300 available opportunities on the platform. And you can go to jobsconnect.leland.co.za. And those are opportunities in learnerships, internships, apprenticeships, and even jobs. So it's available now. So the call to action to businesses listening to us, open up your vacancy book, get hold of us so that we can load those vacancies onto our system and connect job seekers in Cape Town with those available job opportunities, but also to build your CV so that we can make you competitive for the private sector.
Yeah.
So as the City of Cape Town, this is the mission, creating more jobs, more dignity, and getting the private sector to be with us on this purposeful pursuit as we make Cape Town the easiest place to do business.
I love this. Ladies and gents, Alderman Foss with us on the show. 10,000 jobs for Cape Town for Christmas with Smile FM. Huge thanks to all the partners that are outside here this morning. Without them, this wouldn't be possible, and we will do it. Smile FM, we've decided this is something we're going to do. Watch this space. It is going to be the biggest celebration, the biggest party at the end of the year when we connect 10,000 people with jobs.
I like you. Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.